Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
It is Home Show Garden Pros. This is the show where we talk about gardening, work really hard to give you as much gardening information we can to help you be a better gardener.
That's right, Danny.
That lovely voice you hear next to me is Anita Nelson.
From Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
That's right, where I was yesterday. Beautiful. You guys are looking great out there.
Thank you.
Really cool. Love the new signs.
Well, thank you.
And all the little plants. They have a new signs. Very informative.
Mm-hmm.
Very informative signs. I actually took pictures of all of them to be like, ooh, I got stuff to learn.
Yep.
So that's what we do here. We help you be a better gardener by providing you experts for you to ask questions of, to get information from. And these aren't experts that you'll only hear on the radio. You know, sometimes you can actually go over to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and actually learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, learn from the experts. And you're not the only one mm-hmm. at Nelson's.
Yes, we've got my husband Rolf, my son Peter, my daughter Mary.
Great to see Rolf up and walking around.
Yep.
Doing
yep,
great.
Yep.
Good news there. He said he's still sleeping more than he ever was, but mm-hmm. happy to be up and moving around.
Yes.
So great visit, great visit. I got a couple peppers.
Oh, good.
You
Which
had
ones
sriracha.
Did you get?
You had sriracha, mm-hmm. and I got a sweet pepper. Anaheim, maybe? A big, mm-hmm. No, that's a spicy pepper. Anyway, I got a sweet pepper, and then I got some herbs. Y'all have the curly leaf basil that I love so much.
Yes.
And I don't know what it's actually called, but I got three of those, too. But just great. I mean, great, great spot. It really is, like, so pretty there.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I don't know. If you haven't been to Nelson Nursery, it's like a kind of little like
park.
Yeah. Yeah. Park. There's a feeding area. There's mm-hmm. cool seating space. The cornholes there that can't ever be moved.
Yep.
Because they have like a marble cornhole set.
Granite cornholes. But actually,
set.
Somebody bought them.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. My goodness. How much were they?
$4,000.
That's great. You know what? Good for you, sir. Please give us a call and make a donation. No, I'm just kidding. That's awesome that he got those. But
they'll never go out of his yard.
Do you? Are you going to get another pair?
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Well, they were super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool. So what we do is we talk gardening. To us here on Home Show Garden Pros, gardening is anything
mm-hmm.
that's in the soil or in a pot or a green plant, right? So we totally include lawns in this garden thing because
yes,
I think lawn is just lawn gardening.
Yeah, lawns are important in the landscape.
Yeah, they're living plants. They have roots. They have a root system. People have problems that they need answers for. So we're happy to answer those questions. Trees. This is kind of a really exciting time for trees.
Because they're starting to leaf out.
Starting to leaf out, starting to put on some buds.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, buds? How you doing? So, but yeah, that, a lot of cool stuff. Veggie gardening. This is, woo! Spring is in the air here on Home Show Garden Pros because it is spring. And we have on a note here that it's also Palindrome Saturday. So, you know, I'm sure you all know what a palindrome is, but it's when you can write a word.
Like radar.
Yeah, like radar or race car, forwards and backwards. A famous one is a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. About Teddy Roosevelt.
Uh-huh.
My favorite one is go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog. But I also made a gardening one that's for people who garden and fish. So they love catching. They can only catch tarpon. They can't catch anything else, but they only eat a little bit of a turnip. They're called a tarpon rut or a turnip rat. Tarpon rut, turnip rat. That's my palindrome, gardening palindrome for today. So also fishing palindrome. So the last show, if you're a carryover listener, that's helpful too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is what we do. Well, we don't actually make palindromes all the time.
Yeah.
But we'll be working in some palindromes as we come up with them as the show goes on.
Maybe our listeners could call in with a palindrome.
Yeah, if you got a gardening palindrome, we'd love to hear from you. It can't really be worse than the one I did.
No,
so feel encouraged. So if tarpon rut turnip rat chart gets you all charged up, we'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. Anita and I will be answering questions today, but we'll also be covering a lot of the springtime stuff because spring is really. This is like the gardening Olympics every year for
it
us.
It is, and everybody feels like gardening.
Yes, right.
Your blood gets coursing through your veins. The days get longer. You're excited. It's warming. You get out and plunge your hands into the dirt.
I think maybe there's just something that we breathe in as the plants are putting on all their new leaves and doing their new growth.
There is something in the air.
Yeah. And maybe this is the year I'll grow a couple inches. Maybe. Been waiting a few years, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. We got a Who's Got the Weirder Plants contest coming up. We're going to talk some about lawns. We get off the bat. We're going to do a little tomato quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just cover a lot of different areas in the garden as the show goes on. So going to be a good day. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We have one of the best selections of succulents in town. You will love all the unique varieties. All of our roses are out and ready to be shopped. We have a great selection of roses this year. Surely there's one that's going to fit just right in your yard. Vegetables are making their way on the tables. We have lots of great varieties of tomatoes and peppers out.
We have an outstanding selection of fruit and citrus trees. Our knowledgeable staff will be happy to answer any questions to get you growing your own fruit. Now is the best time to get your fruit trees in the ground so they get established before the heat of summer comes along. Always add compost and MicroLife before starting a fresh garden. It's a great time to spruce up your patio pots. If they need some love, we've got plenty of things to fill them up. Be sure to check out myenchanted.com for our upcoming seminar schedule or sign up for our weekly email so you'll know what's happening at Enchanted Nurseries. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now we're back to Anita and Danny.
That's right. Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is here with me now. I'm Danny, and we're back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are, in fact, a live radio show. You're listening to us live. Like, Anita, say something that would prove we're live.
I'm here, and I want to give a shout-out to my brother, who's visiting from Lubbock, Texas.
Okay, so if you want to check up on that, just go over to Nina's house, see if her brother's there.
He's at a wrestling tournament. He's a
oh my gosh.
Wrestling coach. Yeah,
that is so cool.
It's the state championships of wrestlers in Houston right now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So don't try to start anything this weekend with strangers, or they may be a wrestler, and they'll pin you and rip your arm off. Okay, well, that's so cool that he's mm-hmm. visiting.
Yes.
That's awesome. So live radio show, our favorite way to connect is by our phone call, by hearing your questions live, 713-572-4610. We do have other ways to connect.
There's a Facebook page.
Yeah, social media, Facebook page. Our Facebook page is going to be just chock full of pictures, videos, kind of guest shared items. You can ask a question on there of me or the show, and we're happy to answer any questions there.
You have the website, which I kind of like the website because I'll go out in the garden and I've got my smartphone with me, and I'll just go to the website and hit that Listen Now button.
Yes, the Listen Now button's awesome.
And as I'm puttering in the garden, even though I've heard the podcast before, the it wouldn't be a podcast.
Well, we do have a podcast as well.
I listen to those, but you always hear something that you didn't hear the first time you heard it.
Yeah.
So it helps my knowledge base.
That's the nice thing about giving out a lot of information every show is that there's always some more nuggets. But that Listen Live button is really cool. If you're driving home and you're like, oh, I got to get out of the car, you can just get your phone out, go to our website, hit that button. The website is homeshowgardenpros.com. Also, a ton of information on the show. We've got tip videos. We've got unique question answers. We've got a blog spot there. So there's a lot of good info there, too. But that Listen Live button is great because you can just listen to the show whenever. Throughout the week, it'll play the most recent show and the one before.
Yep.
So it rotates through two shows, so which is 4 hours of just chock full of gardening information. We're not a show that's like, ad after ad after ad. We're a show that we really like to talk gardening in. So that's that button. Another button on the website is the Ask a Pro button, which every week we do a thing where we lift up a question from the website and we ask a pro.
Yeah, didn't you have one about citrus trees?
Oh gosh, I do. So yeah,
Normally we
like to pretend like we're asking her these the first time and she didn't know them yet. But okay, so we're going to do two questions because today it's a 2 hour Anita day, which is awesome. Two for Tuesday.
Yes.
And so we are excited about that. And so we're going to ask two. The first one, are you ready?
Yes.
Good morning. I have two potted citrus trees that are each 1 year old. So potted citrus trees, 1 year old. Should I prune the trees now? I don't want them growing too tall. And should I be fertilizing them? Thanks very much. And looks like they're kind of in the heights, heart of the city.
Well, definitely they should not prune now. They should wait until April to prune because the tree's going to make flowers.
So I guess they're tropical evergreens. So the rules are different than a lot of fruit trees. So some fruit trees you are pruning now. Like
you are?
Yeah, like peaches and plums and pears. Or you did already.
Because they've already flowered?
They've already flowered.
Yeah.
Now is appropriate time to – roses you've already pruned or you're pruning. But citrus, you wait. Is that true for all the tropicals?
I don't have that much experience with growing citrus trees. So it's – I just know that this is a good time to top dress for a lot – put some compost down on them.
Okay, so the fertilized part of the question. I'll just say that you do want to prune your trees to shape if they're in a pot. Shape them however you want, but you don't do it until it warms up all the way. So April, early April.
Mm-hmm.
And then fertilizing, what do you think Richard should be fertilizing with?
Well, I would top dress. If it's in a pot, of course, how much you can put on the top is
right.
Limited, but
sure.
I would top dress with a little bit of compost, but then use the probably MicroLife citrus food.
Yeah.
And I think Nelson Plant food also makes a citrus
okay,
food
cool.
as well. Yeah. And that helps acidify the soil a little bit as well. Right?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, I got a whole bag of the MicroLife citrus and put around a bunch of fruit trees and all of them already look better. It's wild. The citrus is greener. An old orange that like has kind of started to fade a little bit, has a burst of new growth. It's gorgeous. So I'm going to make sure I do another round and then a compost top dress on that orange tree because its oranges are awesome. They're so good. It's a Republic of Texas orange.
Yes.
So cool. All right. Nice work. So that's the citrus one. Richard, thanks for your email address, your email, I mean. Okay, here's the other one that we like. This was from Jesse. Jesse says, I do not like the palm tree look around a pool. Can you suggest plants to plant around a swimming pool?
I would probably plant sweet potato vine.
So let's just talk about the look maybe that Jesse would be going for a little bit.
That's a hard question to answer because what are they be planting
exactly.
in pots? Is the landscape around it?
Yeah, do you want color? Do you want lush?
Yeah.
I mean, I think of a pool look, especially without palm trees, as like a lush look, So like tropical.
Or it could be extremely formal because if it's a very geometric shape, then it might be more
right.
the boxwood.
Or it's a good spot for xeriscape plants,
mm-hmm.
right, that like don't need the water. And
yeah, I guess the only thing you would want to put around a swimming pool is anything with thorns.
Pointy cactuses,
agaves or anything like that.
Yeah, that's probably a good advice. But let's just say a tropical look. So what are some really glossy, big –
Well, the taros are all real glossy.
Taro, yeah.
And that would be that big – fat leaf, that big wide leaf, that would be good. And maybe some umbrella palm, which is so easy to grow. And
well, he's saying no palms.
But it's not a palm.
Okay, okay.
And it doesn't even look like a palm to me. It just is. It has that starburst of foliage.
I love that.
At the apex. And it can get real tall if it gets plenty of water.
Cool.
So if it's a well-irrigated area around that pool.
I love Awabuki viburnums. Uh-huh. The viburnums with the very shiny leaf. A-W-A, Awabuki, B-U-K-I, viburnum. It's very shiny leaves, not a lot of flower smell, but the leaves are just, they're huge, football-shaped, and they're so shiny.
Yeah, and I would also consider things to not put around a pool, like, for example, a crepe myrtle, which is endlessly dropping stuff.
Right.
So you don't want to be fetching all that out of the water. So that would also be a consideration as well.
Yeah,
to put around a pool.
Don't put around a pool. That's a good
one.
Don't
put around a pool. But I like the sweet potato vines because they just take off and just grow all over the place. So they could fill all that area around the pool and look real lush. You can get the black one and the lime green one.
And you should get some real coverage.
Real coverage. It would make do the coverage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And lastly, like philodendrons might be nice. But you want to make sure that you're able to protect some of the real tropicals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they'd need a little bit of shade, too.
I actually would put a hibiscus on the do not plant around a pool. I love them in shade in the backyard in a section, but they are kind of messy, and the pool water can sometimes mess with them. So, Jesse, thanks for that question also. Really good one. Around a pool, no palm tree look. Mm-hmm. But that does always like beg the question, you know, what style are you going for? So, something we'll explore a little bit is style later in the show. And we all have our own unique one. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Native plants. Hardy. Suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Add MicroLife fertilizers to your spring preparations. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We love answering your gardening question, and both of us do. I do also love answering them live, and I will be live at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show next week, which not this weekend, but next weekend, which is the Lone Star Convention Center, Saturday and Sunday. Hundreds of new home improvement and outdoor living ideas. So lots of great ways to improve your gardening game, also your house storage or efficiency or beauty game. I'll be presenting, actually, a conversation on unlocking a better lawn at 12:30 and then answering your spring gardening questions from 1 to 3. So, you know, a lot of people doing the same thing in their lawn year after year, and we're just going to be talking about, hey, maybe there's a way to take a new step to do even better than what you're doing. Home Show Radio host Tom Tynan will be broadcasting live Saturday and Sunday, and then he'll be there to answer home improvement questions 1:01 to 1 p.m. I'll also be there answering questions from 1 to 3 p.m. So go to homeshowradio.com, homeshowradio.com, save $2 off admission. Who doesn't love saving some money? Look for the Montgomery Home and Outdoor Living Show. Discount link, kids 12 and under free, parking free. If you want more information on the show, about the talk I'm giving, all that stuff, learn more at texwoodshows.com. Going to be a lot of fun.
I'll be in Montgomery County. I'll be talking to the Master Gardeners on Monday. Tuesday.
Oh, nice, nice. Tuesday. A little bit early for the show. So,
yeah.
But that's cool. That's cool. Tell the Master Gardeners up there that we said hello.
I will say hi for our show.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I always like doing these shows because, you know, more and more people are coming to ask questions. And, man, it's great because we always can get into a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Know that, like, there's so many solutions to your stuff, and it's really great to have pictures with you when you come, and it's, you know, we really can help you out. So it's always a fun time, and you know, we all love laughter. So,
really,
yeah, who doesn't love laughter?
I love laughter. It's just that laugh was kind of
maybe we won't be laughing like that. If you didn't like that laugh, we won't do it at the Montgomery County Home and After Living Show. If you did like that laugh, it'll be featured very heavily. Okay, so a few unlocking a better lawn tips. So what's your number one lawn tip?
My number one lawn tip is relax.
There you go. That's a really good tip.
It's because the lawn's going to do what it's going to do if you leave it alone. I was talking to my brother up in Lubbock about his lawn. I said, what do you do with your lawn? And he goes, I mow it. And he goes, the neighbor's all irrigated and it's green. He doesn't irrigate it or anything. And,
right.
it's there and it's a lawn. It's still growing and doing fine. It
sure.
just doesn't look perfect green all the time. So, I mean, if you don't want to worry too much about your lawn, it's still going to be there and still doing its thing.
Yeah.
A lawn.
And that's up in Lubbock. I mean, here you can have
it's all zoysia up there, too, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And low water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you want an epic green lawn here, you can do that same approach.
Exactly.
But you maybe have got to do a couple things to really set the soil in a great spot. But I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, just relax.
Just relax. I mean, I have a neighbor who doesn't do anything to his lawn except mow it. And when it gets really hot in the summertime, there are periods where it looks kind of blonde. But then after it'll rain, it'll green up. And,
yeah.
But if you want your lawn looking nice all the time, we got the tips for you to make it look good.
Where do you think the idea came from that we have to have a perfect green monoculture lawn? Because I remember as a kid, like, I loved seeing clover. You search
yes.
for a four-leaf clover.
Yeah, it was fun.
You picked
mm-hmm.
the dandelion and blew it. It was the
yes.
best thing.
Yeah. And I just saw recently somebody posted on Facebook, if you love bees, don't pull up your dandelions.
Yeah, because they're the first flower that a bee can access, basically.
Yeah. I think that the golfing industry probably had a lot to do with that. Yeah.
People got used to that kind
of. And, you know, Sherry brought up a good point at that at the TNLA. She was talking about soils, but she said – when I was a kid, which is a long time ago, when it rained, worms were everywhere after it rained.
Right.
And you don't see that anymore because we're putting all these poisons on our lawn.
Yeah, kind of worm killing.
And we're killing off our worms. And yeah, so my advice is to relax. And if your neighbors complain to you about your lawns, tell them to relax too.
Yeah, I mean, I mm-hmm. if I'm having – I don't have a chronic weed problem.
Mm-hmm.
This year's weird because we've got these like – the grass starts to grow, and then it gets cold.
Yes.
Grass. It's maybe happened 3 or 4 times. Grass starts to grow, it gets cold. And so, you know, the weeds, there are weeds that like the cold weather more than your lawn does. But at this point now, if you haven't done anything about your weeds, they probably have 2-3 weeks left. Like, you're going to go out, you're going to spend a bunch of money on some weed killer, going to get it home, potentially, you know, give yourself some disease, which those weed killers are dangerous. Like,
yes.
There's very few of them that are fully safe. We're happy to share those with you if you call. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. I feel like the news. Deadly household item. Tune in later to find out, you know. But they're not good for us. They're not good for the soil. They're not good for your pets.
Or the trees.
They're really not good for the trees. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes down to it, knowing that thing's going to die in 3 weeks anyway, just maybe mow over it, you know.
Yep.
Go in and try to, you know, weed whack the most aggressive, most offensive parts off of it, because that thing's going away anyway if it's just a seasonal weed.
Especially when it warms up and the St. Augustine gets growing, it's going to choke it all out anyway.
Yeah. And another reality is that every weed tells a story. Every weed is pointing to a problem you have with your soil or your nutrition. If you have clover, you need more nitrogen, more good nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need more blasted nitrogen. You need, like, some compost. You need longer-lasting nitrogen. If you've got dandelions or hawkweed or, you know, south thistle, you need your soil is compacted.
Right.
Right. If you're dealing with that stuff, if you've got
dollar weed and dollar weed, you got too much. You're getting too much water on your lawn.
Exactly. And you know, if one of the Linderman boys was sitting there, and what's your number one thing? It's funny. Everybody's got their number one thing. Me, it's like soil life. Fix the soil life. Compost top dress.
Yeah.
The Linderman boys would have both said, "We watering too. Don't watch your water. Water
yes.
less.
Yeah.
You know." And so it's just a little simpler approach can still get you a very lush, very green lawn, but
I think that another key word besides simpler is patience. Because I went back and reread your posting about your lawn, and it was a journey and a process to get to where you are. It wasn't an instant overnight success on your lawn.
No, but my lawn was pretty devastated.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We'll maybe explore that story when we get back real quick from this break. This is Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're on Sports Radio 610. And we got a great opportunity here to talk to John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Danny. Yourself?
I am doing good, too. In fact, I'm about to plant some roses, and I know you guys have a rose soil. Let's hear about it.
Well, that's one of our most popular products.
Mm-hmm.
We got approached by the Houston Rose Society, maybe 18 years ago. And so many of the products sold in the Houston market as rose soil are really garbage.
Oh, wow.
And none of them had compost in it. So we got to talking, and they came up, Dr. Lawler, some of the master rosarians, and we all put our heads together, and we tried several different blends of different rose soil. They took it back to different areas all around Houston, and they tried it in containers. They tried it in the field. And, you know, we had several different formulations, and the mix that we sell now is the one that worked good everywhere. And they endorsed it.
That is awesome. And I know that they know a ton about roses, and you know a ton about soil. Now, what kind of soil do really roses want to have?
They like a soil that's balanced between organic matter, sand for drainage, and kind of loam. So our rose soil, the base three ingredients is one-third compost. Like I said, most rose soils don't have compost, so you have to buy a compost at hidden cost they don't tell you about.
Right.
Then we have, you know, composted topsoil that's weed-free. Then we have a weed-free sand we mix in it. Then on top of that, we add trace minerals from basalt and granite sands that just makes the soil richer.
For more great information on John's mixes and their processes, go to naturewayresources.com. Well, thanks so much for that info.
All right, Danny. Have a good one.
Home Show Garden Pros. Thanks, John. Great call. 713-572-4610. Meant to ask John about palindromes. Totally slipped my mind while I was on the phone. I got a new one. It's a vegetable-related one. So it's like when you've got your okra. Sometimes it grows straight, but sometimes it arcs. So it's a arc on an okra. We'll check that one out, get some fact checks on that, see if that's actually a palindrome. But arc on an okra, you know, like when you have an arc on an okra. Yeah, so that's a palindrome number two. We're really getting them done. That one's better. That one is better.
Yeah.
Anita Nelson here with me from Nelson Water Gardens. And we're talking gardening. Anita mentioned the blog on the website. Thank you for mentioning it, homeshowgardenpros.com. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking a little bit about lawns, how to maximize your lawn effort. And one of the blogs you mentioned is kind of the story of my lawn.
Yes.
And I don't remember exactly how I wrote that or what is in there. I know that
you
when I moved
in
into
a
my
sequential kind of style.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
moved into my house and it was just like Dallas grass, pretty much half Dallas grass, half St. Augustine, a lot of mixed and stuff. Two trees had just fallen from Harvey. And, you know, just kind of a disaster. So I turned to, you know, my favorite, compost top dressing, which will you tell everybody what compost top dressing is?
Constantly.
No, like now, will you tell the
yes, I know, but it's, gosh, you can't, you cannot, there's no negative thing to compost top dressing.
Yeah, it really is a positive, it's a always adding a benefit.
Always adding a benefit, yeah.
Yeah.
To anything, your lawn. Your flower beds, your vegetable garden, anything. I think the only place you'd only wouldn't compost top dressing is in a cactus garden.
And even then, you know, maybe you get some effect.
Might, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it can do a couple things with the water in your soil.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing how it can turn a dry spot to draining. Mm-hmm. I mean, to keeping moisture, and then a wet spot to draining. And it does that through humic acid and because it's alive, right? Has a ton of nitrogen in it.
Yes.
So you're always going to see a green up on your plants when you put it down. And then just organic matter. So,
But it sends out an invitation to all the beneficial critters out there to come to your garden, worms and burrowing things that help also aerate the soil.
Yeah, because they eat those bacteria that are in the compost. It's pretty awesome. It's really pretty – it's pretty great. I mean, we could kind of talk a lot about it, but – it's going to have a huge impact on your lawn. If you want to say, like, if you're looking at your lawn weeds and you've got some of them that are early succession plants and you're like, or clover, and you'll be like, I don't want these next year. Do a top dressing this year. Do a top dressing this spring. Go ahead and do it right now. Go to Nature's Way Resources. We just talked to John. Get you a load of compost and just put it at a quarter an inch all over your lawn. And you won't see the same weeds you're seeing this year. You'll see fewer weeds, your grass will come back quicker, it'll be more resilient, and you'll find that you need less water than you needed. Pretty amazing. It's really pretty amazing. It's kind of like all the problems that you might have with your lawn, well, here's a long-term solution.
It really works. And the way to top dress it is to make a kind of grid of mounds, low mounds, and then go back out and then rake it into the grass and then... And after about 2 to 3 days or a good rain, you won't even see it anymore. The leaves
awesome.
Will come up around it, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And then, you know, if you really want to – and I learned this from a company called Green Pro. They do a great job of compost top dressing all over the places. At Herman Park, they did our formal lawn, and then we didn't want it to be messy. Mm-hmm. So they came in with blowers and blew it in.
Oh, that's a
and
great
it's,
idea.
So it's sunk down under the leaves. Mm-hmm. So if you've compost top dressed and you're like, oh, I don't really like all those chunks on top, just get your blower – you know, you're a steel blower you got from Lansdowne Moody, just get in there and blow it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so that's just a really, to me, that's a way to do it where you can get ahead and you can really find a way to win.
Yeah.
So it is dealing with weeds organically, but at the same time, you know, if you really hate the weed, you know, get a little Miramichi or a little vinegar and treat that one weed. If you have a backpack sprayer and you don't have one of those little like cups at the very end of the wand, that's a really nice way to get in there and treat one weed. So that's something to remember too. Weeds can be annoying. They can be discouraging. And this is a time, the springtime is a time of encouragement. And we probably won't see our lawns really blast off until after this next cold front. And so it pushes us into like March for really having our lawns blast off. Walk around my neighborhood and some lawns look worse than they did a couple weeks ago. When it was like 70 every day for a while and super humid. So that's really all we're going to cover on lawns unless you got a question, 713-572-4610. Our next section when we get back from this break, we're calling it Freaky Fruits, and we are going to do a little Freaky Fruit contest to see who's got the weirdest fruit between Anita and I, and you'll be the judge. So we're going to need your input on this, 713-572-4610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Are you a tomato lover? Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. We have a huge selection of locally grown tomatoes in stock, and we have everything you need to grow the best tomatoes in Houston. If you're not sure how to do it, this is your first time to garden and grow tomatoes, we have a fully staffed nursery with experts to help you get your green on and grow the best tomatoes. We brew our own compost tea, and our brewmasters will be brewing up a fresh batch. So buy your bucket here or bring your bucket and refill it. Compost tea can be used anywhere you have soil. So if you want to intensify the flavor of your fruits and vegetables, add some compost tea. It'll increase your microbial activity in your soil and make everything healthier. In your lawn, if you have low-lying areas that stay wet and are compacted, compost tea is a great way to naturally aerate your soil. So Plants for All Seasons is easy to find. We're at 21328 State Highway 249, just right off of the feeder road. We're open 7 days a week. Check our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for current hours of operation. Join us on Facebook. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and put videos out frequently. And now more Home Show Garden Pros with Anita and Danny.
713-572-4610. Anita?
Welcome back. It's me and Danny on Sports Radio 610. And if you have a problem, call us because we can help answer your gardening questions.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. But you're probably waiting because you're so interested in freaky fruits.
Yes.
So this is the time where we compare our weird fruit trees that we have or have had.
Yes.
And maybe what we love about them, what we don't love about them. So get your note pen out. There's going to be a section. We're going to hear some stuff you haven't heard before. I'll go first.
Okay.
So my first freaky fruit that I love so much is dragon fruit.
I've grown dragon fruit.
Yeah, so this is one we've both grown. It's a vine that looks like a cactus.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it is a cactus.
It is.
But it loves water and full sun.
Mm-hmm.
So really, the best thing to do is to like give it like a T-shaped sort of a pillar, maybe 6 feet tall, let it grow to the top of it and hang over.
And it drapes down, yeah.
And it makes these really cool, really interesting pink fruits that are black and white on the inside.
Yeah. And you can buy them at an Asian market.
If you want to test them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but really interesting. If you love kind of cacti-looking plants and want fruit trees, this is like a winner-winner for you.
And real easy to grow, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. A little too easy.
I know. I had a section of one, and I laid it on this rock slab. And there's a little bit of dirt that collected in the hollow of the rock slab.
Oh, right.
And it's about a root and started rooting in the little bit of dirt that was there.
Where we had them, you like maybe a hurricane or a heavy wind day would break off a chunk of it and you wouldn't see it land under a bush. And next thing you know, it's grown up through that bush.
Yeah.
And it doesn't spread sideways, but man, if any chunk of it gets on the ground, really easy to propagate. So,
yeah.
Cool. Okay. So neither of us win that because we both have that one.
Okay. I have starfruit tree.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Real tropical.
Yeah. But it's growing in the greenhouse, in the ground.
Okay. But I've seen people in like, you know, the southern part of Houston, south of I-10, you know, central, east, they can do starfruit pretty easily.
Huge, huge, tremendous producer of fruit.
Makes a ton of cool fruit. And, you know, they're really interesting. They're real juicy. Real juicy. But they're shaped like stars. And if you slice them.
Cross cut them.
Yeah. It's like a really awesome little tree for kids.
Yeah. They're a little astringent.
It is astringent.
Astringent fruit.
Yeah. So dries your mouth out when they're not ripe.
When they're not ripe. And, and I like to put them in – we used to put them in the smoothie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, that is a cool one, star fruit. Okay, okay. So I'm gonna go with a cool name one right now. It's one of my favorite shrubs, Grumichama.
Grumichama? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Grumichama is a actually a crepe myrtle relative, Eugenia, and it – it makes all these really dark, almost black fruit, really smoky tasting, kind of like a cherry mixed with a black grape. And, you know, it has a pit, but really easy to eat, very glossy, evergreen leaves, doesn't love a freeze, so needs to be near the house and really needs to be on irrigation. Really loves. This is one of the weird plants that likes a little shade and also likes wet feet.
Yeah, where did you get that?
From Heidi Sheasley at Tree Search Farms. Yeah, okay. She brought them in, and they still carry them, and I love them. I love them. You can keep them survived if you just give them a little bit of shade and give them irrigation.
I have a perfect spot to grow one of those.
Yeah, it's kind of like we talk a lot about like, oh, this plant doesn't like wet feet. Well, this one does.
Well, for those of you who have the situation at your home on the north side of the house is where the air conditioner drip is.
Yeah.
That'd be the perfect place to grow that plant.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, right there.
It'll get the shade. It'll get the moisture.
All right. So, Grumi Chama. It's from Sao Paulo, Brazil, which has a very similar climate to ours.
So, when does it fruit?
It fruits in summer.
Summertime.
Yeah, early summer. Berries. Mm.
Uh-huh. Well, I have a strawberry guava I bought last year. So
what?
This year will be the year I hope that it fruits.
Okay.
And I brought it up next to the house because my pineapple guavas, I've never seen a fruit on them because the mockingbirds eat all the flowers.
Yeah, the flowers are delicious. The flowers themselves are sweet. So.
I tried it after you told me how sweet they are. They're super sweet. They taste really good.
They're great on a dessert if you can beat the mockingbirds to them. So what does a strawberry guava look more like a pineapple guava or like a regular guava?
Like a regular guava.
Okay.
It's pretty. It's glossy leaves. And
so shiny, yeah. The pineapple guava is an interesting plant.
Mm-hmm.
Really great shrub for our area.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a hedge, pineapple guava is my favorite.
I think it's the best. Yeah, and it can be pruned up into a small tree.
Or kept as a pretty small shrub. I mean, that's...
Yep. It's pretty... what's that called? It's a cast iron plant.
Yes, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Here it is.
And that one, to us, that one's not a weird one.
No.
You know, so... All right, my next one is a really cool plant, although has some downsides. It's called jujube. It makes dates. It kind of tastes a little bit like apples, but you can have your own date tree. It's not a date palm. It's a tree. Really vigorous grower, but if you love the sound of this, you get a ton of dates, delicious little sweet treats. But the jujube is very thorny. So it actually has two types of thorns. It has a straight thorn about an inch and a half, and then a curved thorn is about a half an inch. So it like catches on your clothes and tortures you. So I might wait till there's a thornless option out there. So
yeah.
But it's a really cool tree, really tasty fruit. So that's a good one.
We have a lychee tree.
Okay. Lychee, nice.
But I've only gotten it to fruit once, but the fruit was delicious.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna declare Anita the winner of this.
Really?
with strawberry guava and starfruit tree, because you canceled out my dragon fruit and jujube wasn't that great, but my Grumi Chama maybe was a number one.
Have you ever grown papaya?
Yeah, I love papaya.
I love papaya, and you can buy papaya at the grocery store in January and plant the seeds inside your house, get it going, and put it outside, and you'll have fruit by November, maybe?
Maybe even too much fruit.
Yeah.
Maybe even too much fruit. So. But I see papaya like at people's houses pretty often. So it's, you know, that is a fun tropical one.
It is fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick little commercial break here. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family owned, family run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Put in the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Anita Nelson with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. We have a question.
Orlando, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Anita?
Yes, for seed starter plants, I'm trying to find out which best root stimulator to use for those to get the root system to grow.
What's your medium for growing in? What's your substrate? Like, are you growing in potting soil? Like potting soil or
compost? I have potting soil. They've already grown, but the root system's not producing fast enough.
Sure.
How do you know it's not producing fast enough?
Because I took one out last night.
Investigated it. I love doing two things in that setting, and Anita definitely wanted to hear your thoughts on it, but the super seaweed from MicroLife is really wonderful, in my opinion. And then I also really have gotten a lot of results from Super Thrive. It's like you put a couple drops in. It's not very much. It's a vitamin C focused root stimulator. So, but super seaweed.
What's the name of that? What's the name of the second one?
They're both super. Yes. The next one is Super Thrive.
Yeah, I'd definitely go with the Super Thrive, and then I'd follow up with the seaweed.
Yeah, what I generally do, like say I'm doing indoor plants, like a pup from a agave or something, aloe that I liked, or a cutting from a plant, is I'll use compost for the start, and then I will use seaweed to add to it, and that usually gives me really great results with compost and seaweed, and then I'll bump it up to a planting mix, spread the roots out a little bit more in my planting mix, and then kind of follow up with more seaweed.
Okay, and that could be also used when I put them outside?
Yeah, depending on the plant, put them outside, especially when it's mild, let them kind of get used to being outside. That is something a lot of people
forget. Right, I'm not going to put them out until next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good idea. But
the weather and the temperature is kind of freaky right now.
It really is. Do you use any grow lights, any lights that are made for plants?
Yes, I just have regular. I need to get some plant lights, but I just use regular lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get 200. A plant light.
And then
light.
I have sunlight from the windows.
Yeah, I'm going to get a plant light for this one little kind of a cabinet that I've got, and I'm going to put the plant light under the lip of the cabinet, and there's a buffet there that I can just stick to plants I want to get some light for a while. Because either winter or summer, some of the indoor plants can't do that. So that's something I'm going to do.
Right.
And so if anybody knows any good grow light recommendations, I'd love to hear them because I'm still looking for that one winner. Well, thanks so much, Orlando. You got
any
other?
Would you recommend somewhere where I can get a plant light?
I mean, I know that
I haven't been able to find any.
Yeah, I do know that Plants for All Seasons carry some and Buchanan's carry some recently.
We don't carry
them. Oh, I know where Buchanan's.
Okay, great, great, great. Yeah, I know they've got some going there. So, and they'll have a little mat for you, too, that'll help out keep everything clean.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Orlando. Good questions. This is like a seed starting season. I mean, mm-hmm. if you're wanting to do okra or green beans, eggplant, peppers, that was the last one I was thinking of, any of the summer stuff, or even getting some sweet potato cuttings going or starts going, now is a great time to do that. So you have like pretty good plants for when you're ready to run.
Well, tell me about sweet potato starts. How do you do that?
You take a little slice of the sweet potato you're cooking. Mm-hmm. Like, say you want to peel it. You peel a little bit of the peel, and you just kind of set that in the top of moist soil. And generally, it makes a vine.
Do you it in just the slice of the skin?
Basically, like a peel. Mm-hmm. Like, you're peeling it with your little tool.
Yeah.
One of those.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
I peeled a sweet potato over a garden one time, and it was a disaster because too much sweet potato grew. So what's happening new? What's happening up at Nelson's these days?
Well, we're getting ready for spring season, bringing in lots of plants, and really focusing real hard on bringing in a lot more of the pollinators for butterflies and bees and plants that encourage lots of native plants that encourage the native worms and things so the baby birds will feed on them. Because I just think back in my childhood growing up and being outside and hearing birds sing all the time. Mm. And I don't hear it as much as I used to. So I want to see the songbirds come back to our community and do that through my business. We'll have a couple events coming up. We'll have me speak on vegetable gardening,
awesome.
Organic vegetable gardening. And then we'll have my daughter-in-law talk about on indoor plants.
Oh, cool.
And that'll all be on our website and in our newsletter. And, of course, we'll post on Facebook. And then we have the garden party on April 24th, which we do every year, which is all things gardening, just talking about it.
Right. So fun.
And we're bringing in Sherry.
Nice.
Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, who I just love her. She's the best. And she's going to talk about soils. So that – I mean, wonderful. Soils is everything.
It really is.
Soils is just the base of making everything perfect for your plants.
Soils and plant selection. And if you can do those things, you can pretty much get everything how you want it to be.
Yeah, and my daughter-in-law has absolutely no experience whatsoever in gardening, has been really working hard to hone your gardening skills. And she just recently wrote a little post about how she was so excited because her garden was doing so well. And she thought she was really finally getting somewhere with being a gardener.
Yeah.
And then she found out that my son Peter had come in and put all that really good soil in the compost. And she could see a huge difference.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, that's great teamwork, though.
Yeah,
I love
is.
That. That is awesome. Well, great. Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
Always like to hear what's coming on. Mm-hmm. We have a fun segment coming up next, Ask the Yard Geek. So pretty excited to talk to Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer here after this break. And then after that, we're going to keep answering gardening questions. So, Ralph, I see you. Either hold on or give us a call back after this next segment. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Explore the latest home and landscaping inspiration all under one roof at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. Next weekend, meet Tom Tynan, Danny Milliken, and Houston's best organization, landscaping, and home experts. Free home decor and floral workshops with admission. Make your own and take it home. Home ideas, local experts, free parking at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend at the Lone Star Convention Center. Get a discount coupon at TexwoodShows.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610-713-572-4610. We are cruising through this Saturday morning talking gardening, and we're going to keep that going. We got a special segment that we got going on called Ask the Yard Geek. That is the Yard Geek's Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer, and does a great job answering questions. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Danny. And the Yard Geek is ready to go.
All right. Well, they got a kind of a long question here. So this question is from Brooke. Brooke emails, my tropical plants are looking sad in their pots. I've moved them in and out of the garage to protect them from the weather. What should I do to get them healthy again?
Well, I know it's a pain moving those guys back and forth in the garage. I mean, there's nothing. It's a good exercise program for us, I guess. But it is a pain going back and forth. And I know if they stay in the garage too long, they really get peaked looking. So you like to get outside and get a little sunshine. But believe me, what you're doing for them is the best thing for the plant. Let's continue to do that. Let's get through February. And then in beginning in March, you can start bringing those pots out to stay for the spring. You might need to repot some of your tropical plants, maybe to a bigger pot if necessary. Use a good quality organic potting soil. Yep. Fox Farms is a great one. And it just will provide the plant everything it needs and perform well. You can kind of shape it up, prune it up at that time, get it ready to go. Make sure you feed it a recommended food for that particular plant, hibiscus, bougainvillea, whatever your tropical plant is. We've got all of those here at the store. And then make sure we're watering properly. Not over-watering, but just making sure that the plant is getting what it needs. The big thing with tropicals, and this is down the road a little bit, is placement. They like a lot of sun, no doubt about it, but I would think they would like the morning sun, early afternoon sun, and then maybe shield them a little bit from that hot afternoon sun. That's a little brutal on some of those hibiscus and bougainvilleas. They would prefer a little shade at that time.
Oh,
so,
so
where you place in the yard is important, and I think those plants will boom right back up once the weather gets warm.
Awesome. Well, I took notes. That was some good answering there. Thanks, Bob.
You're very welcome. And, folks, if you've got a yard problem and you're looking for solutions, grab a picture or sample and stop by Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions to fit any budget. Easy to find, 5828 Bissonette at Renwick, or email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.